Good morning. Welcome to the Greenville Pitt County Information Program. On this radio station, I'm here with Greenville Pitt County Chamber President and Chief Executive Officer Trent McGee, and also Lauren Phillips. She's Director of Marketing Communications for the agency. And welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be back.
Okay. And Lauren, glad to see you to come in, do your first program with us.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm going to give both of you a chance to reintroduce yourself or introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little about your background, your duties and responsibilities at the Chamber. And Trent, we'll start with you then, but Lauren, give us the, you know, the update on where she's at.
Okay. Yeah. Trent McGee, I'm the President and CEO of the Chamber. And Mark, I'll be entering my 14th year in August of 2024. I've been in the President's role now for just over 2 years, and have held numerous roles. Well, I say numerous. I think I've held every role that you can hold up to this point. Have been with the Chamber for quite some time. Have loved every minute of it. And, you know, the biggest thrill I get is to be able to help our member businesses connect and grow and watch them succeed. That's the highlight of what I do. It's the highlight of what we do as a Chamber. So thrilled to be in the role I'm in and thrilled to be a part of the community now for so many years.
Okay. And Lauren, what about you?
Yeah, so I'm Lauren Phillips, the Director of Marketing and Communications. I've been with the Chamber for almost 2 years now. February will mark that 2 years. I have the privilege to work with all our members and promote their upcoming events and things they have going on. So I run our social media, and it's just so fun to be able to get their name out there and promote whatever they have going on.
Okay. Trent, you've been chair for president rather for about 2 years now. And I know when you came in when you were interim, then you came back when you were on president organization. You've been back a couple of times since then. 2 years, how's it going so far?
Good, good. It's taken 2 years, I think, for me to really feel comfortable in the role. And by that I mean, you know, feeling like that I have a good grasp from the president's perspective of the role. And, you know, I think one of the toughest things, Mark, that I did not have to do prior to this was effectively, you know, manage people and our staff and do that in a way that they appreciate, do it in a way that I think represents a strong leadership style for me. And that's not always easy to do. It's hard to manage people. And but I'm so thankful to have people who appreciate what they do and work hard. That makes it so much easier for me. But looking back, I think that was one thing that I cared a lot about, was to make sure that the employees that we have and the people that I work with get along with one another, and they do, are happy with what they're doing, and they are, and you know, feel like that you know, they have input, and that was really important to me. And so I hope they feel that way. I won't put Lauren on the spot and ask you if they do, but I hope that they do. And so that was really important. And then too, you know, and I've said this time and time again, priority number one for us is our members. And we are a part of a community that has so many businesses that have supported us for a number of years. In fact, I was doing some, looking back at some member anniversaries that I just sent Lauren a few days ago. And we have members now, Mark, that are going on 35, 40 plus years, some a little bit longer than that. So to have the support that we have from our members is crucial. And so therefore, my number one priority is and will always be to make sure they're well taken care of, because they're investing in us and they're expecting us to do what we say we're going to do in terms of being their voice for business in the community at the local level, from a government standpoint, state level, federal level. So we want to make sure they're taken care of, that they succeed, they have the resources they need. And I feel like we've done a good job of that up to this point. But, you know, it's been a little challenging with the economy, but you know, we've weathered that storm as best we can and are still weathering that storm as we move forward. But I think the past 2 years for me have been good. But again, been good because of the team I have to work with. And if I didn't have the team I have right now in place, I'm not sure I'd be saying this to you. But they're what makes us. They make us go. They make me go. And we're better because of them.
You spoke about members of the Chamber. Tell us about the size of the Chamber and the number of members.
Yeah, right now we have just over 900, 902 to be exact. And that number, again, it fluctuates throughout the year and goes up and down. In 2023, we had a very, very successful new year member growth. And we had just over 94 new members join. Now, keep in mind, some of those members were members, say, 2 or 3 years ago that did decide to come back on board, so they were recorded as a new member. But, you know, we had easily, Mark, 40-plus brand-new members, brand-new businesses to Greenville and Pitt County for the first time. So new members, we were strong in that area this year, and that really did help us out. Retention has been a little bit slower than what it has been in years past. We're right around 94% with our retention rate, and, you know, for a good year, we should be right around 102, 103. But we expected that, and we budgeted for that this year, kept in mind that, you know, businesses would be tightening their bottom lines, and they may choose to pull some things they normally choose to invest in. And we recognized and were aware that the chamber may be the first thing they pull. And so we had that in mind, and we've seen that happen. We've also, too, seen a ton of turnover in business over the course of the past few years. So members of ours who have been members for 2, 3, 4 years now have new management in place, new employees, some not familiar with the chamber. So we're having to, you know, educate them on the values of it. And some chose not to invest again, and some did. So that's kind of the, you know, where we are right now with membership. We'd like for it to be strong. We think it can be stronger. We've seen our city and county grow, which is a positive sign. But for us, it is the number one driver of revenue for our organization. I mean, it's 51% of our revenue each year is membership support. So we cannot operate or do what we do without the support of our businesses here in Greenville and Pitt County. And we're so thankful for what they do for us.
You were talking about the support of your members on your leadership team. Tell us about the structure of the leadership team and those members that you have that support you on a daily basis to help achieve the goals for the chamber.
Yeah, so we have, from a membership standpoint, we have six levels of membership. We're a tiered dues membership organization. So we have a partner, builder, leader, executive, president's club, and chairman's cabinet membership levels and options in place for those market. And most of our members are small business members. I would say at least 77%, maybe a little more plus, are that partner and builder level members. That's the level they come in at. And that's who we focus a lot of our program of work on each year. Everything that we do with our initiatives, with our events and programs, they're really centered around and focused on small business and how we can impact them. And so those are the ones that we strive to give as much attention to as we can. And we don't reach all of them. It is hard to do with a 5-person staff and 900-plus members, but we do the best we can to do that. So, but that's why we try to have an effective program of work in place to make sure that program of work certainly meets their needs and benefits them and their employees. You know, that's one thing too we talk about every time a business joins or is thinking about joining. I always say, you know, we want to make sure you understand the impacts that we can have, not only for you as a business, but for your employees too, whether it be leadership, training, just general networking, whether it be any, you know, quarterly conversations we have around small business needs, you know, with giving you the resources you need, you know, via online or connecting you with another member business that has what you have. I want to make sure they're aware of that. So that's who really supports us. And of course, too, then you have our larger organizations, our bigger investors who are fortunate enough to be able to invest more in the organization. And they do so more with sponsorships of events and sending their employees through different training programs. So everyone plays a part. There's not one member who sticks out or stands out who is more important than one over the other. They all play a part in supporting what we do.
And Trent, as you talked about the importance of people working together across the community and how everyone plays a part, Lauren, talk about other members on your team that you collaborate on, the staff that you collaborate on a regular basis to help achieve the goals that Trent just talked about.
Yeah, so as Trent mentioned, we do have a staff of 5, and we each have our own roles, but we also work together really well. We help each other when we need to. So, for example, our events, we have our director of events, but we all play a role in sponsorships, marketing events, setting up the event. So, you know, I'm the director of marketing, and I get to work with everybody on staff a lot just to make sure I'm getting the word out there correctly and making sure that everything, you know, is spelled right and all of that for our members. So we do have a great team, and we collaborate really well together, and we're always helping each other where the help is needed.
And we've always talked about, well, not always, but the last few programs we've talked about the 5-star accreditation that Shamer has. What does that mean?
Well, for us, it's a designation that we've had since 2000. 2009. Now, we started out the first time that the chamber applied for an accreditation, well, we received a 4-star designation, and that was in 2008. And then we applied again for a 5-star designation, or applied again in 2009, not knowing what we would get. Then we were given the 5-star accreditation. What that means is, Mark, that we as a Chamber of Commerce have met the standards, meet the criteria, the goals, and the weighted measures that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has in place for chambers all across the country. Right now, we're one of 2 chambers in the state that has that designation. Us and then Greensboro. For a while, we were the only one in the state that had that designation. In 2024, we will have to reapply for that. It runs out at the end of every 5 years, and so we're up for reaccreditation in 2024. So that will be a process that we will start very soon in early January in terms of getting material together and making sure we have everything they're going to be asking for. It is a lengthy, long, thick application process. We'll try to meet that August 31st deadline that they have in place for us, and hopefully receive that designation again. But it's one thing we've hung our hat on now for many, many years. We're proud of it, and we have every intention of remaining a 5-star chamber moving forward.
You listen to the Greenville Pitt County Chamber Information Program. We're here with Trent McGee, president of the chamber, and Lauren Phillips, director of marketing and communications. When we come back, we ask them about some of the upcoming activities and events. This is the Greenville Pitt County Chamber Information Program here with Trent McGee and also Lauren Phillips. And we get a chance to talk about some of the things happening at the Chamber. Let's start with how you guys work with others on a project that's been around for just a relatively short while, though. Live, Work, and Play, a project that Chamber helped sponsor and also work with others on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Chamber for a number of years now has had a Young Professionals of Pitt County organization. That organization has really operated under the umbrella of the Chamber. Over the course of the past 2 or 3 years, we have, I think, really, or at least I've wanted to tell that organization, hey, you know, do your own thing. I want you to be, you know, and have your own identity and not necessarily have people associate what you do and who you are with the chamber, because I want the young professionals to thrive and to be strong, and I want you to be you. Aileen Peacock, who's our director of talent and events, oversees that program for the chamber, does a fantastic job. Their membership base has increased. It's as strong now as it's ever been. And their mission is to create a better place, a better Greenville and Pitt County for citizens to live, work, and play. And they do a number of events throughout the year, from networking to fundraising events for the organization, to give young professionals a chance to meet, connect, and grow in the community. And Mark, trying to retain young talent here is tough. That's been a challenge, I think, for not only us, but we're seeing it for ECU Health Medical Center. We're seeing it for a number of our employers who are having a hard time retaining young talent. So we want to give them a chance and a group to connect with and have them you know, be able to meet and socialize and grow together on a daily basis. And that's what this program does.
Let me give you kind of a list of things that I know that are important that you do throughout the year. And try to keep in chronological order, but I very well may be out of that. You partner each year with a community event to help sponsor Martin Luther King Day celebrations, and that takes place in January. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, so this is our 27th annual Community Unity Breakfast that we've been doing this. In fact, you spoke at this event many years ago, and it is on Martin Luther King Jr. Day to help celebrate and recognize his lasting legacy and the impact that he's had and is continuing to have even today. It's an event that we're extremely proud of. It is arguably the most well-attended event that we have throughout the year. Believe it or not, it's a free event open to the public from 7:30 until 9. And it's this year's event, as it has been now for the past few years, will be over inside Harvey Hall at the ECU Murphy Center. And this year's speaker is going to be Pastor Eve Rogers, who's a senior pastor for New Dimensions Community Church. And it's a great opportunity for the chamber and those who help sponsor the event to celebrate and expand on the diversity initiatives growing that are here in Greenville and Pitt County. And we have a number of different things involved with it, not just Pastor Rogers as the keynote speaker, but, you know, we'll have some youth involvement as well, as we have in years past, some entertainment as well. So it's a great day. But again, the focus of this event, while it's a celebratory event, it's well attended, it's fun, exciting. The focus is, hey, look where we were and look how far we've come now with expanding diversity and inclusion and really growing those efforts in Greenville and Pitt County.
February, you will have the annual membership celebration. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, so we'll have it on a Thursday evening this year, February 8th, and we are going to do things a little bit differently this year. We're going to be announcing our Citizen of the Year, Legends Award, Ambassador of the Year, and Young Professional of the Year before the event. We're going to do that in the beginning of January, but this event just focuses on all that we accomplished in 2023. Special thanks to our members to that and what we're looking forward to in 2024. And so we'll be recognizing those four award winners and just celebrating a fun evening and with great food and great company.
Grow Local Week in April returns.
Yeah, Grow Local Week, Mark, has been a program of ours that has grown over the years. You know, it's one that started with kind of the hopes of having maybe 100 students participate in a program that really shows them how many different career opportunities and pathways there are for them in Greenville and Pitt County that they may not be aware of. But it has grown now, and as of a few days ago, in fact, Kimber Stone oversees that for us, that program is saying we have over 3,500. I was only 400 shy. Yeah, 3,500 students now that have participated, registered to participate in the program this year. And again, every year it continues to grow and grow and grow. We've added some things to it to make this week more impactful. And this week could not happen and would not happen without the businesses in Pitt County that open their doors and allow students to come in and see what they do. We had 96 of them do it last year. I expect we'll have a few more this year, not to mention the number of volunteers that help out with this event. We have 30 to 35 plus volunteers that are there with the students, because we have students all the way in middle school, all the way up, you know, into high school, different classes, and obviously different age brackets, so some need more attention than others, but they're with these kids throughout the day at these sessions, and it really is a program that has taken off and is one that a number of organizations across the state are looking into and saying, how can we do something similar? So we're proud of it, and it's just one that's continued to grow, and it's a part of, huge part of our workforce development initiative at the Chamber.
The Small Business Award breakfast is held in May. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so each year we celebrate a Small Business Award, Leader of the Year Award, and we'll have three finalists again, and we do not know who those are as of right now, but yeah, we just celebrate their accomplishments. You know, the small businesses are the backbone of our community, and so it's just a great honor to celebrate them and recognize all the hard work they do to support our community and give back in such a special way.
And just to finish off just the half of the year, that's all we're going to do this show, have you come back before then to talk about the other part. You usually have the First Responders Appreciation Dinner in June. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's one, Mark, that we were doing for a number of years, and then we stopped having that event in 2017. You know, some of the volunteers, you know, had been doing it for a number of years, and just, you know, it's time for me to bow out and let someone else take it over. And no one else really picked it back up. You know, I have to credit John Menges for really being the one behind this event, the one who put so much of his time, financial resources into it to make it great. But again, we stopped in 2017, and last year decided to pick it back up. And we did and had this event in June last year, and it was much bigger, I think, than we ever expected it to be. We had a great turnout of 200-plus law enforcement, you know, fire rescue, EMS, dispatchers, sheriff's deputies, detention center officers. We tried to allow everyone who is a first responder come if they could. Now, we had to limit it because of space. We're going to open it up this year. It will be bigger. We're going to, you know, have room for more attendees. But it was a fun event that gave us a chance to not only, you know, highlight some specific individuals for their contributions. We did a law enforcement officer of the year, a fire rescue employee of the year, a dispatcher of the year. We had a
Hometown Hero Award
that we gave out. Thank you. And so, but not only that, it gave us really a chance to say thank you to all those first responders who put their lives on the line every single day, who sacrificed so much for us. And while we know they do get thanked for what they do, it's not nearly enough. And this event is not nearly enough. It's just a small portion, a small way we can say, hey, thank you. We wanted to give back. And what makes it so fun is, Mark, that we give them a chance to go home with some really cool prizes. And I mean some really cool prizes. thanks in large part to our sponsors who get behind this event. They get the opportunity to take some cash home if they win cash. We play a little game called Let's Make a Deal. And so it's fun. They have a good time, great food, great networking, and we'll do that event again this year in June. It's one that I think will continue for years to come.
And Lauren, almost monthly we have a power lunches and business after hours. Tell us about the importance of that where members of the chamber can get together, and also people in the community get together and have different interactions and different communications.
Yeah, so I'll start with our Power Luncheon series. We have it once a month, like you mentioned, and, you know, we bring in various speakers with that are all different departments and organizations, and, you know, it's just a great opportunity for our members to hear from someone they want to hear and someone they can actually go and talk to after the event is over. You know, I get to learn a lot being on the staff and getting to hear from them each month, and so it's just great to hear from our community leaders and leaders across North Carolina itself. So our Power Luncheon is a great opportunity for our members to kind of sit at a table with other community leaders and to hear from someone out there. And then Business After Hours is just a great networking event. It's a fun event. It's a relaxed event. Our members get to go to different businesses that they might not have been to yet. So it's a great opportunity for them to visit those and for our hosts to be able to show off their business. They get to provide food and drinks and just allow our members and community to visit their space. And, you know, hopefully the members will come back and keep supporting them.
And also you have a series of nonstop ribbon cuttings with a lot of new businesses and remodels. Tell us about that growth and those things that are happening on a regular basis.
Yeah, obviously ribbon cuttings are a great thing. We had a lot of new members, like Trent mentioned earlier on, and you know we celebrated a lot of new members and new businesses, but we also celebrated members that have been here for 60 plus years, and that's almost, you know, better to know that they've lasted in this community for a long period of time. So we had over 30 ribbon cuttings in 2023, and I know we already have multiple on the books for 2024, and it's just a great way to celebrate those new businesses and long-lasting businesses and just you know, get their name out there if they are new, and just it's a great celebratory moment for them.
And as we're getting to close this segment out, Trent, you have been talking about how important it is to have community partners and collaborate with those. Tell us about the importance of having those institutions and businesses and why these partnerships are important.
We couldn't do a number of the programs and events that we do without their support. And by those partners, I mean Pitt Community College, East Carolina University, ECU Health, ECU Health Medical Center, Pitt County Economic Development, the Greenville ENC Alliance. You know, those are who we consider the city of Greenville. You know, we the county, we consider all of those organizations. They're also members of ours and investors with us, but they're some of our strongest partners because we collaborate throughout the year on a number of different things. And I think right now, Mark, I'm seeing more so than ever all of those entities, all of the leaders within those organizations working hand in hand and working closely. The lines of communication are open. They're frequent, and which is good. We need that right now. I think we need that for our city. We need that for our county. We need that for our region. And so we're seeing a lot of good networking and working together, singing from the same sheet of music, if you will, right now in terms of what we're trying to do to grow our city and to grow our county, really from an economic development standpoint. There'll be some big announcements that you'll hear about in 2024. The chamber is ready and willing to assist as needed. You know, I always say, hey, we can convene, we can be the catalyst. We're not going to be the decision makers, but we can be the conduit between so many different people and organizations, and so we're happy to do that. But right now, those relationships are strong. We're thankful for those partnerships, and certainly, hopefully, they continue throughout the year.
And, Lauren, also part of that visible display of that partnership is Glimpse Magazine. Tell us about that and the news release for that.
Yeah, so our 2024 magazine will be out in early January, and we're really excited about this publication. We have some great featured articles, and our cover magazine also features Wildwood Park and the growth that has had in the last year. So we're really excited about that magazine, and we're also adding a digital publication to 2024 that will come out in November, and it just allows our members to have interactive ads and stories and just kind of feature different articles that we're not always able to feature feature in our annual publication, and it will just allow us to kind of stay up to date with our business directory. So when we have a new member join in January, they'll have their name out there in November. So yeah, we're really excited to have a digital publication this year to go along with our 2024 magazine, and we'll continue that on, and hopefully it goes well.
I give you closing comments. Laura, we'll start with you, then we'll go to Trent.
Yeah, so, well, first, thank you for having us on today. This is a great experience, and we've had a great 2023 year, and I look forward to 2024 and all the new members that will be joining us and our renewing members, and I look forward to our program of work for 2024, and I know it'll be a good one, and I am just really excited, so thank you.
And Trent?
Mark, yeah, as Lauren said, thanks for having us on. Always a pleasure to come and talk to you, and we thank you for what you do and giving us a chance to talk about the Chamber and the many benefits that it has. A couple of things I did want to mention closing out. We're going to have a couple of new items on our program of work in 2024. We're going to have a regional collaboration summit. We bring in a number of different stakeholders, legislators, economic development entities from around the region and our neighboring counties for an event coming up later in the fall. We're going to try some different small business initiatives and things that highlight our small business members in 2024. And so we're excited about some of the new things that we have coming up in 2024 with our events. Our golf classic this year is going to be one that that benefits a high school student with a scholarship and also a teacher with the Teacher Executive Institute, which is with the Pitt County Educational Foundation's Teacher Executive Institute. So proceeds from that event will go toward those things. And I want to mention, too, we have five brand new board of directors members coming on in 2024. Paul Anderson with Southern Bank, Dwayne Cooper, who's the president and CEO of United Way of Pitt County, Holly Garriott, who's the executive director of Emerge Art Gallery and the Arts Center, John Gavigan with the Gavigan Agency, and Sandra Meyerhofer, who is the senior HR business partner with High Street Yale Group. So five brand new board members coming on, going to be chaired by Kelly Barnhill Jr. this year. And then we have Marianne Cox as our chair-elect. And so in 2025, she'll be the sixth female chair the Chamber's had. So very proud of that, happy about that. So great group of leaders that are helping govern our organization. Their insight and their direction every year is valuable to what we do. So I wanted to make sure I highlighted them.
A lot of things going on.
Absolutely.
Always glad to have you come in and talk about things, and most have you come in more often. You know, we do it about two or three times a year, so have you come in on a regular basis.
I'm right down the road. Call anytime.
Okay. This has been the Greenville Pitt County Chamber Information Program, and here with President and Chief Executive Officer Trent McGee, Lauren Phillips, she's Director of Marketing and Communication. Join us next time for this important information program. I'm Mark Woodson.